That last timeout was just chalked up to Illinois. And the foul had just been called in Rod Fletcher before the Illini called for the intermission. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Walking in there to shoot the free throw for the Spartans is Bill Bower, B-O-W-E-R, a 5'11", 20-year-old junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana, prepped up at South High School there in Fort Wayne. He toes that green mark at the free throw lane, looks up, takes a deep breath. Here comes his underhand free throw. It's in the air. It's good. And the ball game is tied for the second time tonight, 20-all. Illinois 20 and Michigan State 20. Down the side comes Don Centerleach. Stops. The bounce pass comes across the green line into Rod Fletcher. Pass into Centerleach. No one around him. Starts in. He's fouled there by Steffen. Steffen ran right into him. And a foul called against Ray Steffen, the center of Michigan State. Personal foul number two on Steffen. Centerleach has a chance to break the tie here with 2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the first half. Is one at a push out up, rolls around, and finally drops through. It's 21-20, Illinois leading by 1 point. Centerleach scored the last point for Illinois in a free throw. Snodgrass passing in on the right side to Sonny Means, guarded carefully by Captain Dunn. A bounce pass down the right into Steffen. Steffen holding on to it, stopping. Now he speeds up, he's dribbling from the free throw area, goes up on a one-hander, it's off of the boards, off no good, but they call for a jump ball. Referee calls for a jump ball down there. It'll be a jump ball between Steffen and Rod Fletcher. The ball up in the air, tapped way back here, taken off by Bower. Bower in the middle of the court, moves the ball on the left side of the court, picked up by Sonny Means. Means just standing out there, taking plenty of time. Bounce pass comes into Snodgrass. Snodgrass into Bower. Bower from the free throw circle, hooks the pass on the right side into Means. Gets past his man, a bounce pass on the post into Steffen. Left-handed hook, up, out, no good. Rebounded by Steffen, and he fell right into Don Centerleach. And Centerleach and Steffen both went down with a crash in the floor. However, they're both okay. Centerleach, by the way, has a bad left leg, injured in the Northwestern game Saturday. He's been taking heat treatments all day long. The tip's taken over by Beach. Beach is passed into Bemoris, goes in for a shot. It's around the rim, off, no good. It's fought for and finally taken off in there by Means, and a foul called against Irv Bemoris. Bemoris trying to get the ball away from Means, fouled him. That's the first personal on Irv Bemoris. The Illinois lineup, Bemoris and Beach are the two forwards, Peterson at center, Fletcher and Centerleach at the two guard spots. Illinois 21, Michigan State 20. The clock showing 1 minute, 15 seconds to play in the first half. Here's a one at a push free throw. It's off, no good by Means. He rebounds his own shot, goes in for a jump, one hander off of the board. It's out, no good. Finally taken off by Irv Bemoris. He dribbles out of there. A two-time again, the ball's taken away by Means, and a foul called against Carey of Michigan State. A foul called underneath the boards against Carey of the Spartans. Personal foul number two on Big Bob Carey, a 6'5" lad. Shooting the free throw will be Irv Bemoris, the 6'4" sophomore who gained a lot of reputation around the Chicago vicinity when he was a high school star at Marshall. He dips low. Here's a shot. It's up, out, no good. A tip-in shot, still no good. Rebounded by Rod Fletcher. Clears the ball. Comes out on the side now. Passes into Peterson. No one around him. And the ball's knocked out of his hand. A pass underneath into Pete, and Pete was fouled there by Ray Steffen. A foul called on Steffen of Michigan State. Two shots coming up now to Peterson. That's personal foul number three on Steffen. Snodgrass and Steffen, the only seniors in that Michigan State lineup at the present time, have three personal fouls on them. Peterson also, by the way, is playing with three. Here's the free throw by Pete. It's up, and it's good. One of the officials claimed he had two free throws by extending two fingers on his right hand up in the air, but they gave him only one. Peterson's shot was good. It's 22-20. Illinois leads by two. The clock in the red showing 55 seconds to play in this first half. Snodgrass down the right side. Pass into Steffen. No one around. He breaks past his man. Goes in for the shot, and he scores. A nice underhand layup shot by Steffen, and the ball game is tied 22-all. It's been tied up three times tonight. Illinois 22, Michigan State 22. And so far, the Spartans are showing why they're the top defensive team, because they sit on the ball and work their pet play, taking plenty of time. Now it's Centerleach passing down to Ted Beach. Beach on the right side, dribbling back out in front, giving off to Captain Don. Passes down the left side into Rod Fletcher. Now it's Illinois slowing down the ball game, waiting for the seconds to run out before they take one last shot and try and score a basket before the first half is over. 15 seconds to play in the first half. Beach controls the ball. It's a two-minute push pass down to Rod Fletcher. Turns around, and the clock shows 10 seconds remaining. Now back out on the center of the court. The Beach tries a long two-minute set shot. It rolls around, off, no good. Fought for, taken off in there by Bower. Bower passes out. It's intercepted by Centerleach. Here's Centerleach passing down to Fletcher. He takes the one hander. It's up, hits the rim, out, no good. The ball tipped away, and the buzzer sounds, ending the first half with a tie score, 22-22. Well, fans, there you have it. For the first 20 minutes, A 22-22 ball game between Michigan State and Illinois at the end of the first half. Both Illinois and Michigan State have now left the floor, and we're going to be back in exactly 60 seconds with our halftime ceremonies before we return you up here to East Lansing, Michigan, with our second half play-by-play broadcast. We have a host of outstanding celebrities lined up for you at halftime that we think you'll enjoy. That's exactly 60 seconds from now. The halftime score again is Illinois 22 and Michigan State 22. And this is the University of Illinois Radio Service. Lansing, Michigan, it's Marvin Walden speaking to you at halftime from the Jennison Fieldhouse, where it's Illinois and Michigan State meeting tonight as the Illini try and wrap up the Big Ten basketball title, winning it undisputedly if they can get past this tough Spartan crew coached by Pete Newell. Right now, they're on even terms after the first 20 minutes of battling. The score, Illinois 22 and Michigan State 22. And now for the statistics of the first 20 minutes, we turn you over to our statistician, Frank Schooley.
Mike, during the first half, Clive Fulmer has 3 baskets and 2 free throws for 8 points. 3 baskets and the 7 shots from the floor. Herb Morris has shot 3 times from the floor and has failed to score and has missed his only free throw as one personal foul. Bob Peterson has 6 points on 2 field goals and 2 free throws, 2 baskets out of 5 times from the floor. Don Thunderlich has 5 points, 1 field goal, 3 free throws, 1 basket out of 5 times from the floor. Rod Fletcher has only 1 point, has missed 4 shots from the floor, and Ted Beach has 2 points on 1 field goal out of 6 attempts. He has no chances from the free throw lane. For Michigan State, Means has 6 points on 3 baskets, 3 out of 4 shots during the first half. Snodgrass has 3 points, 1 field goal, 1 free throw, 1 out of 4 from the floor. Steffen has 2 field goals for 4 points out of 4 shots, no free throws, a total of 4 for Steffen during the first half. Bauer, Michigan State, has 1 field goal, 2 free throws for a total of 4 points, 1 shot out of 3 from the floor, and he made his only 2 free throws. Carey has a total of 5 points, 1 field goal, 3 free throws, 1 shot out of 10 from the floor, a total of 5, but 1 out of 10 only from the floor. For the first half, Michigan State is shooting 320, and Illinois, and there's the story, Mike, shooting only about 233.
We're going to see how we can shoot up here at halftime. We're going to bring up to our microphone, first of all, here at the intermission period, Mr. John Swisher, who serves as basketball student manager of the University of Illinois squad. And it's been tradition since we've been broadcasting Illinois basketball games to have the student manager on the last regularly scheduled game of the season, and this is it here in East Lansing. John, how do you feel?
Very fine, Mike.
What do you think about the ball game so far?
Not much. I don't like this deliberate basketball.
You've been down on the bench all the first half, have you?
Scores bench.
I see. John, tell me about some of the duties of a basketball manager.
Well, mostly on trips, I handle the money, Mike. Make reservations and keep the boys in tow.
In other words, you're a pretty good man to know on all these trips with all the money. Is that right?
Might be.
I guess it's pretty exacting life, isn't it? Especially when the ball club's in the road.
Oh, could be.
John, one more prediction out of you here. Let's see if you can call the ball game here tonight. Who's it going to be, Illinois or Michigan State?
Illinois by 5 points.
By 5 points. Okay, thanks again, John. Great pleasure having you up here. Fans, that was John Swisher, the Illinois student basketball manager. Now we have another gentleman here in the studio who is probably well-known around East Central Illinois because he used to go to school around there. He got his degree from the University of Illinois, but right now he's serving up here at Michigan State as assistant trainer. He's Gordy Hoke, and he's a great friend of Rod Fletcher and Ted Beach because I understand Gordy used to have them in school over Champlain High School. Is that right?
Yeah, that's when I was practice teaching there, Mike.
Well, how's everything up here at Michigan State?
Well, right now it's too good.
Say, who are you rooting for tonight? Here you are working for Michigan State, yet your favorite team, Illinois, is playing up here tonight.
Well, I'm trying to remain neutral, but like all Illini, I want to see Illinois win this ball game.
Say, I want to say this much so far, Gordy, and this is my own personal observation. That is that I think Pete Newell's done a grand job with this Michigan State team.
Well, I can't say too much about him, Mike. I mean, I think he's one of the greatest coaches and gentlemen that I've ever met.
Would you say this is Michigan State's best ball game so far this year?
I don't think it's the best one, Mike. I think it's one of their best. It's at least the best they've played in a month. But they played very good games against Michigan, both here and away.
Gordy, I noticed sometimes they press and sometimes they don't. I guess they try and catch you on that spur of the moment. You might relax and think they're not going to. Is that it?
Well, that's partially it. And Newell doesn't think that a press defense will hold up the course of a whole game.
In other words, he doesn't like to press all the games.
No, he doesn't think it's a sound defense for 40 minutes of the ball game.
Well, you know, we started a half hour earlier up here, and of course, Indiana's all rooting for Michigan State tonight. And I can imagine when that score at halftime, 22-22, is announced down at Bloomington, Indiana, they'll probably stand up and applaud for about 5 minutes, don't you think so?
I hope the score's the same thing there.
Well, it might be. You never can tell because Bud Foster has a mighty fine group up there at Wisconsin, too. Gordy, what would you say about this Michigan State team as a whole? Why haven't they gone better, and why are they going good tonight?
Well, Mike, I think they've gone better than you can expect, because individually they have no talent to speak of. But tonight, they're going well because they're shooting much better. Ordinarily, they shoot about 250. Tonight, I think they're shooting, what, 325 at
halftime?
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
And that's much better than they ordinarily shoot. And, of course, their ball control has been better than ours the first half. They've taken advantage of the opportunities more than we have.
I'll tell you this, Gordy. I like the looks of this boy Means. He looks mighty fine out there tonight.
Well, he didn't start early in the season, Mike. It wasn't until we played Michigan there, shortly after the first of the year, he made the first team, and since then, he's been a permanent fixture.
I've noticed also the couple of times that your big fella, Bob Carey, who's playing one of the forwards, they switch him in between forward and center all night. And he's had a lot of shots, about 15 feet out there. Sometimes he looks a bit bewildered, doesn't know whether to shoot or not.
Well, one thing about him, Mike, some of the doctors think that he has bad eyesight. In fact, they've been testing contact lenses with him, but he can't get used to playing, to wearing them when he plays.
You had a fellow up here with vision out of only one eye last year that scored a whale of points.
Well, Rapchak, but I wasn't here by that time, so I don't know much about him. I know Carey also lacks confidence as a basketball player. He's a marvelous football player, and he could be a marvelous basketball player, but he lacks his self-confidence.
Say, I want to congratulate you, Gordy, on a very fine field house you have out here. The Tennyson Field House is really a beauty. Wish we had something like that back at Illinois.
So do I, brother. Amen to that. This is really a beautiful place. The whole setup is fine here at this college.
I'd rate it the best in the Big Ten, with possibly Williams Arena up in Minneapolis coming in a close second.
Well, I haven't seen Minnesota's setup in the last few years since they reorganized it, but this is fine. It's the best I've ever seen.
How about the outcome of the ball game, Gordy?
Well, I still think Illinois will pull it out, but not unless they start hitting, of course.
Well, that's right, too. Gordy, it's been a great pleasure having you up here, and thanks a lot.
It's been nice, Mike. Thanks.
Bye. That was Gordy Holt, who was a great friend of Ted Beach and Rod Fletcher's when he was teaching over Champaign, serving up here at Michigan State now as an assistant trainer. Another gentleman we have in the booth is from my old hometown over at Springfield, Illinois. He's George Roberts, and he's the brother of Robin Roberts, the great right-handed pitcher of the Philadelphia Phils. How are you tonight, George?
Very good, Mike.
You in school up here?
Yes, that's right. I'm
well,
a junior.
Fine. Have you had a chance to see Robin recently?
Well, I saw him at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. You hear from him, I guess, by way of letters and so
forth?
Oh,
yes. He's taking care of his baby ball now.
Uh-huh. He's down in spring training right now with
the
Phils?
That's right.
What kind of a season you think he'll have?
Well, he should have a very good one.
George is a Michigan State student switching out of basketball. The students feel this has been a pretty good season as far as speaking with basketball talent concerned.
Oh, I think they do. I think we can tell by the attendance that the interest has grown over the last couple of years.
I'm surprised this isn't Phil, though, tonight, George.
Well, that's true. They've had a little trouble this last month, and I think we're seeing a little bit better basketball tonight.
You think the Spartans playing one of their better games tonight?
They are. I believe they are.
What do you think of Illinois so far, George?
Well, they're one of the better basketball teams we've seen up here.
Any prediction on the outcome?
Oh, we hope State does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to wish you a lot of good luck up here at Michigan State, and also your brother, Robin Roberts. He's a great sport, and he's a great baseball pitcher. Look for another 20 games this year.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Thanks, George. Fans, that was George Roberts, the brother of Robin Roberts, who also won a degree up here at Michigan State College. He's now earning his salary as a right-handed pitcher with the Philadelphia Phillies. Here comes Michigan State back in the floor. Illinois has already made their reappearance. The halftime score is 22-22. We're going to switch you back for a 60-second pause before we come back with the second half. This is the University of Illinois Radio Service.
This is WIUC-FM in Urbana-Champaign. Fans, here's a bit of sports news now. From Montreal, the quick-tempered scoring ace of the Montreal Canadiens, Maurice the Rocket Richard, admitted today that he scuffled with a National League referee on Sunday. The referee was Hugh McLean, and the incident took place in a New York hotel lobby. It grew out of an incident in a game on Saturday night between Detroit and Montreal when McLean slapped a misconduct penalty on Richard. The Rocket said he could not sleep Saturday night because of his ire over the penalty. When he met McLean in the lobby Sunday morning, the men scuffled. Now back to Mike Walton.
Once again from East Lansing, Michigan, this is Myron Walden ready to report the play-by-play account of the second half of the basketball Big Ten broadcast between Illinois and Michigan State. The halftime score, Illinois 22 and Michigan State 22. A 22-all tie between the Spartans and the Illini. Illinois at the present time holds a mark of 12-1 and the Big Ten basketball race. 12 victories, 1 defeat. The only loss being 64-53 at the hands of Indiana over in Bloomington about the 15th of January. The Illini already have clinched at least a share of the Big Ten crown by defeating Northwestern 80-76 up in the Chicago Stadium Saturday night. If they win this one, they'll take the Big Ten title undisputed. Indiana is playing tonight against Wisconsin down in Bloomington, Indiana. And if Illinois falters and Indiana wins, then it will be a tie, which will necessitate a playoff 1 week from tonight up in the Williams Arena on the University of Minnesota campus in Minneapolis, Minnesota. There's been one substitution in the Illinois lineup to start this second half. Clive Palmer has gone in for Illinois, replacing Irv Bamoris.